Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, so more people are banking now that didn't bank before. And why is that such a good thing?
This is a great story. So we have new information from the FDIC. They're the people that insures America's bank accounts. And they say the number of Americans who do not have a bank account, sometimes referred to as being, quote, unbanked, fell from 7.7% in 2013 to just 7% in 2015. That's a record low for this survey. And one way you can think about it, in just 2 years, the number of households that are unbanked dropped by 10%. So this is a very, very good thing. On top of that, the majority of people that they are talking about who now have access to bank accounts are from households making less than $15,000 a year. So these are people who can really benefit from having a bank account.
So why is it good to have a bank account?
Really, when you think about it, a checking or savings account is really considered the cornerstone of financial stability and security in the U.S. Now, the immediate reason is that the cost of financial transactions outside of the typical banking system are really expensive. So think about check cashing services and things like that. People can rack up fees that go into the hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. On top of that, it's hard to build and improve your credit profile if you don't have a bank account where your financial transactions can be documented. Lastly, when you have a bank account, there are protections in place for emergencies or accidents, like, for example, losing your debit card or your checkbook. Very different than if you have a prepaid card and you lose it, you just lose the money. You just with one misplaced card.
And when you go to check cashing services and pay your bills, there's a fee attached to that that you don't have.
Right,
if you
and
just
those fees
pay
just
by check.
Add, exactly, they just add up.
But what about
they
the
really
fees that
in,
the banks charge?
And those fees are there as well. They are not nearly as expensive as those of check cashing services. When you look at it, you don't have to pay a fee for depositing your paycheck. You pay a fee for cashing a check at a currency exchange.
But don't you pay a fee if you make too many withdrawals?
It's not based upon withdrawals usually. It's based upon the balance that you have in your bank account and the number of transactions you're allowed. Now, banks, all of them are different, so it's really hard to quantify. But I can tell you, Sybil, going head-to-head bank account versus operating outside of the banking system, there is no question the bank account is the cheaper way to go. You are going to pay fees, but not nearly as much as you would pay outside of the system.
What you get. And what about the questions that people have about situations such as Wells Fargo? Are people still leery of that or not as leery?
So that's a good question. I mean, the Wells Fargo situation was not a good situation. We obviously talked about that a few weeks ago, and it was something that clearly, and that is, as our listeners may remember, this was a situation where Wells Fargo was opening up certain kinds of accounts for individuals that were not being authorized by that person. They ended up firing over 5,000 people. The CEO lost his job. I mean, this has been a really bad situation. They paid a huge fine, $85 million. So this was a bad, bad, bad situation. But I would say that this is the exception rather than the rule. Mm-hmm. I would hate for us to use Wells Fargo as the context for thinking about a bank account. I think that they've obviously played, I think it was $185 million fine, excuse me. They've obviously paid a heavy, heavy fine for this malfeasance. And a lot of people lost their jobs, including the person at the top. So I would not in any way try to rationalize or justify what Wells Fargo did. But I would say I would not use that as a reason for avoiding the banking system in America.
Mm. All right. All right. More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays, Melody Hobson. Thanks, Melody.
Thank you.
Bye.